Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
There is a word in the language of the people of Finland that has no single definition in English. A word that those in Finland say defines their culture and defines their national character. And that word is the word sisu, a word that is somewhat like the word hupomone in Greek and like the word arek in Hebrew. A word that encompasses several ideas. Describes a person with steadfast determination in the face of great opposition. A person with tenacity and with character. A person with grit and with courage. A person with resilience who patiently endures suffering. A person that today, it seems, is becoming more difficult to find. As those who belong to Jesus Christ, many of us have no sisu. We've lost our desire to patiently wait on the Lord in the midst of our difficulties. We are influenced by the perspective of this world because we live in a world of instant coffee. We live in a world with the desire for instant answers to our problems, a world where our expectation is that if we just add a little water, if we just make a little effort with a little bit of time, then like instant coffee, our problems will all be solved. And if they are not solved quickly, then we become impatient. We become discouraged. We take matters into our own hands sometimes, and we act in a way that does not honor the Lord. Or we just quit. We just give up altogether. And in the psalm that is before us today, in Psalm 101, we find that the psalmist David was a man with sisu. Despite his failures, we are told in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, David was a man after God's own heart. He was a man who loved the Lord God above all else, a man who patiently and who passionately waited on God and who looked to Him for His help and for His strength. And we are also told in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, that God is still looking for men and women like that today. He is looking for men and women who love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of their heart. Men and women who are not influenced by the world, but who influence the world for Christ. And so, we might keep that in mind as we look at this psalm today. Despite our failures, which for some of us are many, despite our great difficulties and trials in our lives, despite the opposition that we face every day, we patiently and we joyfully endure all things for the sake of Christ. So this psalm is a psalm that is for us. And in verse 1 of Psalm 101, the psalmist says, in good times and in bad times, on sunny days and on rainy days, in the ups and downs of this life, I will open my mouth and I will sing of the unchanging loving kindness of the Lord. Hesed in Hebrew. I will sing of his kindness and I will sing of his goodness to me. And I will sing of his justice, mishpat in Hebrew, of what is right, of his discipline, of his correction, of me. For it says in Proverbs 3:12, in his faithfulness to us, our God disciplines those whom he loves. Even as a father disciplines his children for their good. So David says, I will sing to you, O Lord God, my Father in heaven. I will sing praises to your name. For you alone have taken me out of the fire of my sin, and you have set my feet upon the solid rock of your righteousness. You've brought balance into my life. For now I see. Now I know. Now I see the truth. It is true wisdom to submit to your will for my life and not to fight against you. It's a lesson that some of us have found difficult to learn, isn't it? And so he adds this in verse 2. I will give heed to the blameless way. Tamim in Hebrew. I will seek to obey the way of integrity. I'll seek to follow your way, even though others choose to follow their own way. The way of the world. And as some of us well know, the way of Christ can not only be a difficult way, but it can also be a lonely way as well. Sometimes we travel with Christ by ourselves. But must remember that we are all examples. We are all examples to those who know us, and we are examples to those who are around us. And we are either a good example, or we are a bad example at times of those who seek to follow Jesus. But Lord, the psalmist admits in verse 2, I need your help if I am to follow you. Just as we need his help. So, Lord, when will you come to me, the psalmist says, so that your presence might comfort me and strengthen me and sustain me? For under the shadow of your wings, I am safe and secure. And I know that a life of uprightness, a life that brings honor and glory to your name, begins at home, begins among those who know me best, not just among the people of this world. So despite my failures, I am committed to walk within my house in the integrity of my heart, David says. And this takes time. This takes patience, takes resolve. This is not like instant coffee, where we just add a little water. But instead, the psalmist says in verse 3, I will be diligent. I will be consistent. I will set no worthless thing, Belial in Hebrew, no wicked thing, no ungodly thing before my eyes. I will not tolerate those things in my life, no matter how attractive they might appear to be. And so I'll turn away from them. And since I reject those things in my own life, I intensely hate the work, asah, the practices, the actions of those who have fallen away from the truth and who have abandoned themselves to their sin. Sit in Hebrew. An interesting word. Like a horse that refuses to obey its master, so they refuse to obey the Lord by their unbridled disobedience to his word, by trampling upon virtue and integrity. They love their rebellion more than they love the truth. And like glue, the psalmist vows before the Lord in verse 3, that perspective will not fasten its grip upon me. A perverse heart, ekesh in Hebrew, a twisted mind, and evil desires, says in verse 4, I will remove far away from me, so I will know and accept no evil, no wickedness as my companion and as my friend. And like a viper that is breathing out venomous poison, he adds in verse 5, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor by using his mouth as a weapon of destruction, causing suffering to that person by stabbing that person in the back with his words, that person I will destroy. Samath in Hebrew, like a dead tree, I will chop him down. I will silence that person and have no fellowship with him at all. And no one who has a haughty look, David continues in verse 5, gavoah in Hebrew, who looks down on others and who has an arrogant and a proud heart, will I endure. I will not tolerate that person, not even for a moment. But instead, my eyes will be upon the faithful of the land, upon those with moral and with spiritual integrity, that they may dwell with me and have fellowship with me. He who walks in a blameless way, in a way of integrity, says in verse 6, he is the one who will minister to me and give godly advice to me. For he is a faithful servant of God. But if a person is not faithful to God, then that person will not be faithful to men, won't be faithful to us. And so in verse 7, David says, he who practices deceit, remiah in Hebrew, who is untrustworthy, who is unfaithful to the Lord, that person shall not dwell within my house. And he who speaks falsehood and deceptive lies shall not maintain and rest in his place before my eyes. So every morning, says in verse 8, at the dawn of each day, I will rise up and by my testimony, by the testimony of my life, I will silence all of the wicked in the land so that I might cut off, karach in Hebrew, purge from the city of God all those who do iniquity and evil. It's time to stand up for the Lord. And judgment begins with us, doesn't it? Judgment begins with the household of God. Simplicity and purity and integrity should characterize those of us who belong to the Lord. So perhaps, like water, like a flood of water, our testimony, our example, will spread throughout our house, will spread throughout the land, throughout the nation, and throughout the world. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.